Today, we'll take a creepy walk through the Old Testament book of Ezekiel. Let's start our stroll in chapter 37 in the Valley of Dry Bones, a vision that points forward to the promise of new life in Jesus. Have you ever heard something rattle in the dark, maybe the wind against your window late at night, or something rolling around in your backpack? Now imagine hearing bones rattling. Yeah, I'm talking about actual bones. That's kind of creepy, right? Well, in a vision from God, the prophet Ezekiel is looking out over a valley filled with dry bones. They're lifeless, helpless, and the bones are scattered everywhere. But then God tells Ezekiel, "Speak to these bones." And Ezekiel obeyed. There was a noise, a rattling sound. What was dead and lying in the valley began to respond to God's voice. The bones came together, bone to bone, clack, clack, clunk, 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 and they all came together, tendons and muscles, and finally a skeleton standing there. Not really alive, but standing there. Then God commanded Ezekiel to give them breath, and breath entered the entire army. Ooh. And that breath is God's spirit. The same spirit Jesus later breathes onto the disciples after rising from the dead. Now here's the good thing. God wasn't just giving Ezekiel a spooky show. This passage is a promise for the future and a message. I can bring life where you only see sadness and despair. I can restore, and one day I will restore what seems to be dead and too far gone. So that's really good news for us, because Jesus is the proof that God keeps his resurrection promise. Because sometimes we feel dried out too, maybe sad or tired or discouraged, maybe things at school and a friendship that just got weird, or maybe things at home feel heavy and the whole mood seems stressed. Remember that God is at work even when you can't see it. Just like the prophet Ezekiel, maybe someday we will see the dry bones come to life and we will hear breath. Whew. So as we wrap up, how about you? Maybe you're praying for a friend and maybe school or practice just seems overwhelming. It seems like nothing is happening and you ask, is God really there? Is God doing something, anything? Remember that sometimes fixing dry bones takes time. Let me encourage you to trust that God is at work, even when we can't see it. Do this with me. God is always breathing in, and God is always breathing out. God brings life where it looks impossible. So if you're feeling a little dry bones today, remember that no situation is too far gone. Even when all we hear is the rattling of dry bones, God brings life each minute, each hour, and each moment of every day.